So then I moved to Burbank, California. Burbank, California is the perfect center of boredom in the universe. In the universe. Every other place in Hollywood is all based on, like, murder and death and failure and horror. And so when I got to Burbank, I'm like, oh, there must be some creepy James Ellroy history to this city. Because everyone at, like, Hollywood's like, you can get, like, Hollywood was named for a girl named Holly who was hit with a piece of wood and then raped. You're like, oh, my God. Like, everything. Horrifying. Burbank was named for Dave Burbank. A dentist from New Hampshire who decided, I'm going to go out west and found a town. And indeed he did. That's the whole fucking story. He showed up in California, said, you mind if I buy this ranchero for me? And they went, yes. End of story. Nothing happened. Every other town in the San Fernando Valley was all, you know, it was like a nice Indian village, and then the fucking cowboys rode in and slaughtered everyone and cut the chieftain's head off and put it on a stake with his balls hanging out of his mouth and a big sign saying Sherman Oaks. You're like, that's every other town was all based on that. It was horrifying. Burbank, do you mind if I do this? Great, thanks. A history of things working out perfectly. Burbank. Embrace the boredom. But here's the creepy thing about Burbank, though. Because when I used to live in my shitty neighborhoods, like on Normandy Avenue in the Lower Haight, and my apartments, my horrible apartment buildings, you know what Halloween meant? Halloween meant you put a little cutout pumpkin on the door. You put a little cutout ghost. Aw, kids, come on and have some candy. Burbank is all about people going fucking apeshit at the holiday and doing these horrible tableaus of violence and gore on their front lawns. Of the one guy down the block, we did a guy like hanging from his tree, but then he bothered to like stipple in where the blood had pooled and bruised on his face and his tongue was all swollen. It's like just like five blocks of CSI like every Halloween. Yeah, it looks like Frankenstein and the Wolfman had a botched murder suicide pact, and Wolfman's got the top of his head blown off. You'll see that's the spray from the expanding wad cutter bullet that Frankenstein used. And now Frankenstein's masturbating on the Wolfman's corpse out of frustration, as many murder-suicide people will do. I researched this. Now, who wants a mini Three Musketeers? Oh, my God. Jesus.